Special Free Energy, 27 minutes to 8. At 23 minutes to 8 o'clock on a lovely, lovely Tuesday morning, Dublin City waking up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Alan.
Oh, it's not the only breakfast program which contains your recommended daily intake of vitamins and more, like the birthday file, weather, bad news for all supermarket checkout assistants, starting results of a new survey on courting couples, and more on Samantha Fox's droop, which is a painful subject.
I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down. Burns my feet as I touch the ground. Good day.
A big contender for a jump in tomorrow's brand new British Top 40. We will be taking a look at that between 8 and 8.30. Make sure you join us right here on Energy 103, where it's commercial free.
You were just a young girl still in school. How come you never learned the golden rule? Don't talk to strange and don't be a fool. I'm hearing stories, I don't think that's cool. Why don't you tell me someone is loving you? Cause you're my girl, some say it's no longer true. You're being so slick, continental too. I'm begging you, please don't talk to strangers. Baby, don't let go. Don't talk to strangers. You know you only give me one talk.
Wolfgang Amadeus is born. 1761, at the age of 5, Amadeus begins composing. 1773, he writes his first piano concerto. 1782, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart marries Constance Weber. 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart becomes a Freemason. 1791, Mozart composes the Magic Flute. Fifth of that same year, Mozart dies. 1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records.
Amadeus.
song to sing in the shower, without a doubt. I love that one from Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. All music, Energy 103 FM stereo on 738 AM. It's now 11 minutes to 8. Now, fancy hanging your clothes up on George Michael. Sarah Ferguson, Princess Diana, or Samantha Fox. Sounds good. Yes, of course it does. A new range of coat hangers may be just the answer to your wardrobe problem. They're called hang-ups. They cost £3.99 sterling and will shortly be available in Irish gift shops. The thought of it. Can you imagine hanging your trousers up on Samantha Fox? Oh, that's... Get up!
I get up. Get out of your lazy bed. Before I count to three, step to it, baby. She goes out every night to the morning light, and she sleeps all day. So come on, I get up, I won't see it again. I'll drag you out. I don't care anymore, you can sleep on the floor.
I'm knocking you out.
So come on, I get up, I won't see you again. I'll drag you out.
Energy 103 on a sunny Tuesday morning, 7 minutes to 8.
I'm not.
Star singing the song outside the toilet. There is a queue. I cannot wait. I'm bursting. I have got to get in there. 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. Let me in. It's a beautiful, beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning. John O'Hara is my name. And how are you? Are you in good form? Well, you should be. You're waking up to the nicest morning of the week.
Dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue.
Energy 103 at just 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. The forecast, good sunny spells this morning with blustery showers developing towards noon, a high of 10 or 12 degrees Celsius. Fresh southwesterly winds force 4 to 5 in the bay. Energy 103, the most energetic breakfast program in town, is Elton John, Part-Time Love.
Part-Time Love is bringing me down, cause I just can't get it started with you. My love, did I hear you say that I'm too hard of hearted? Why those stars from your eyes, and you get quite a surprise because of you. Baby, if you keep on stalling, oh, how can I make you see?
at 6:30 past 8 on a Tuesday morning, level 42 in Lessons of Love. Talking about lessons of love, a kiss and a cuddle has become more important than going all the way when it comes to sex. Yeah, that's the shock survey result. It's the fear of getting a disease that's causing everyone to worry, said the experts. The result is that the lovers are returning to the old-fashioned romantic role rather than just a quick attempt to get somebody into bed. Wish they'd tell them around here about that. New York research psychologist Scully Blutnick has surveyed 12,000 people since 1966. Today, only 55% of men and 23% of women go for casual sex. And it's all because of that dreaded disease AIDS. Why can't they find it? We're going to have nothing to do in the evenings. 7:08, Energy 103 in the morning.